Hello, it's the 12th of June. I'm Steve O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Nadine Dorries has resigned as the Conservative MP for Mid-Beds, triggering a by-election in her constituency. Ms Dorries, who previously announced that she would not be running in the next general election, believed she would be considered for a peerage by former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, but the prior Culture Secretary later admitted that it would be unlikely for somebody with her background born into poverty to receive a peerage and a seat in the House of Lords. She also said that something significant did happen to change her mind, but did not elaborate further. Mr Johnson, who also vacated his Uxbridge and South Ruislip seat over the weekend due to ongoing Partygate investigations, did not rule out running in the Mid-Bedfordshire by-election. Kenilworth Road, home to Luton Town Football Club since 1905, is receiving an upgrade costing almost £10 million in order to host Premier League games. The improvements would require to be completed within the next 3 months. The Hatters, who were promoted following their championship victory over Coventry City. Police raids in Bedford and Luton have led to the seizure of more than £450,000 in street-valued cannabis. Three men in their 40s, 30s and late teens were arrested on suspicion of producing a controlled Class B drug. James Panty, a detective chief inspector with Beds Police, said these factories pose all sorts of risks to the community around them. We will go after these factories and bring them down. Bedford singer and songwriter Tom Grennan always looks forward to playing in the annual Soccer Aid match. The charity event, which took place yesterday, helps the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund provide humanitarian aid throughout the world. The successful musician not only participated in the match, but also performed at halftime. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.